welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas, I'm your host, and I'm here with...
TNT, Dynamite, the Explosive One, TNT, D-I-N-O-M-I-G-H-T. What up, Joni?
Nothing, dude.
Nothing?
Remember how, like, about 6 months ago when the situation happened, there was no news because nothing crazy was going on out in the world? There's a lot of news that is crazy.
I'm sorry, wait. You mean the situation, you mean the corona?
Yeah, like when corona first happened, every story was about corona. Remember the news cycle was really slow because everyone was actually in lockdown?
Okay, and fair enough.
People are out and about, like the pandemic's over, dude, and they're making things happen. This is the most I've had in 1 week since we started. Six months out, pandemic's over, dude.
You got that much stuff?
It's just the crazy stuff, dude. Nothing of sustenance. Just people are being nuts, dude. All the people that have been locked up for 6 months finally getting out there, just letting the world know they're still around. Where's Crazy Bobby? Oh, we ain't seen him in a while. Oh, Crazy Bobby's here. You know what I mean?
God damn it. I'm always looking for Crazy Bobby. And
right.
Now,
I know.
Now you know where. Now I know where he's at.
Crazy Bobby Bonilla from the Pittsburgh Pirates. Anyways, thank you so much for joining us on the Crazy Town Podcast today. Whether you're listening to us on Spotify and iTunes, and our tongues are right in your ear right now, or you're watching us on our YouTube channel, Crazy Town Media, subscribe there. This dude is Twitch famous, almost.
I hate that so
He's
much.
Not Twitch famous. It's okay.
TNT Dynamite. I am on Twitch every single day at 10 o'clock a.m. Central. That's TNT, D-I-N-O-M-I-G-H-T, _ Crazy Town at twitch.tv.
Dude, this purple guava pear bang... It's a little like I'm not upset. I'm happy I've put it in my rotation.
It's one of the better ones, but you are on one today.
It's
I love
unique.
It, dude.
It's unique than all the other flavors. A lot of them taste the same. Dude, I am on it. I've been out here recording.
You see the way you just flow from topic to topic.
I've been out here champing at the bit, ready to go, dude. I've been recording solo football videos to get the channel going. I'm in
been
it.
Up all day, quiet, stewing in your own solitude, just like,
wow, there's a person in the room, here it goes.
Right?
Captive audience, let's go.
I'm ready to go, dude. So, I'll go with the oldest story, I guess, I got first.
Okay.
So there was a police officer in Florida.
That makes sense.
Miami, actually, area.
Sure.
And, you know, he comes home from a long day at the office. He parks his car in the driveway like any other police officer does that brings his car home.
I mean, not only police officers park their cars, you know, most people who own cars park their cars.
Really? It's a good call. I mean, I duck and tumble, and wherever it hits, that's where I get it the next day. I'm like, I'm right by the house. I just jump out, and I'm like, okay, it's over there now.
You just make the valet chase it?
No, I just let it, no, dude, I just let it wreck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dude, I got bumpers on it.
No,
that's Jonas, what the bumpers are for, right?
Honestly, we're making millions over here.
It's four bumps. You know, everybody else has accidents. I have on purposes.
That's damn right, Jonas.
Right? So, you know, this cop, he has a wife. She's like...
Most people have wives, Jonas.
No.
You're right.
I'd say less people have wives than don't.
Statistically speaking, less people have wives, but a lot of people have
wives. A lot
wives.
Of married men have wives. Actually, 100% of them do.
Yes, some of them have something different.
Yes, so... We can get into that. So his wife goes out into his patrol car, into the back seat.
Typical wife.
And somehow, the car ends up closing. She can't open the back.
She can't.
She dies of heat exhaustion.
Get the fuck.
Yeah, no, this is fucking real. But then now, it's actually a, like, whodunit sort of story.
It should be a whodunit. Like, I'm not going to die in a car.
Well, if you're in the back seat of a cop car, you can't get out.
Yeah, but I can make some noise.
Yeah, but... If she so essentially here's where it gets like the cop was supposedly sleeping inside.
Yeah.
So he didn't notice. She didn't have her phone.
Come on.
Then here's the thing that like I found the story on Reddit, and in the comments somebody's like, why the hell would she ever be in the back of the police car? Ever. if he left something in the car, why would it ever be in the back seat? Why would she ever have a need to be in the back seat of the cop car, period?
Why would she let the door close?
Well, right. How? I mean, you have to, like, you would have to go all the way in, and the door would have to come closed. And, like, yeah, so she didn't have her phone. He was asleep. There was no reason why she was in the, why she would ever be in the back seat. I could see her getting in the front seat, like, oh, his wallet's in the car. His, yeah, I need to get whatever.
I'm pretty sure cops are trained not to put stuff in the back seat anyway. You
right, because they don't want a perp to get it, right? It's not like you put his lunchbox back there, and she's like, I'm going to go get his ham sandwich.
She probably ate it in the back seat with the doors closed. No, she's dead. That's not cool. Yeah, it sounds like a fucking foul play to me, if you ask me. I need to see the neighborhood they live in, because you put me in the back seat of a cop car, I'm gonna be freaking out. You know, whether I'm put there by a police officer or I get locked into it because of my own distant confidence.
Right. Well, and from the sound of it, it was in the middle of the afternoon because it was hot.
Oh, come on.
So it was like, you know. So, yeah, it's like she just crawls in there on her own.
And didn't even try, huh? Didn't even scream, didn't yell.
Well, I mean, the cop car windows are meant not to be broken out.
I mean, yes.
They have a divider between the front and the back, so you can't get into the front to get to the controls.
But, I mean, if it's like life or death, I'm not. The thing is that for a person to die from heat exhaustion, they have to spend a lot of time in that heat. And it's just like, what do? You just give up?
Yeah, well, it's probably less time than we think. Because, like, once you start cooking on the inside, dude, it's over pretty quick. I mean, you ever got into your car too? Like, you've been at work all day, you walk out, get in your car, and don't turn on the air? How hot it is in that bee, dude? Imagine sitting in that for 30 minutes.
It sounds like
sweating immediately.
It sounds like he killed her.
Yes. And since we do truth, not facts here, I have not looked up a follow-up to see if anything has happened. But it only happened like a week ago, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see. Wouldn't surprise me if another cop. You know, it's funny, Jonas. I was talking to somebody about people who, like, get into jobs where they have to potentially kill people. And I kind of have to think is that is not a normal thing. Like, people who, like, join the army and
I want to go to war.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or, like, a person who's, like, a trained sniper. I've actually talked to, like, a guy who's a trained
sniper. I knew a guy who was a sniper in Iraq, and he went over there, and he was a Marine, and, like, he was the actual shooter. Because they always work in pairs. There's a shooter, and there's a sight. He was the actual shooter.
It just takes a certain type of mindset to get into, I want to do that. Yeah. Whereas, normal people, I feel like I will do that if I have to.
He never seemed like he was gung-ho about it. I think they may have, like, pushed him to that role because he was a good shot. Because, you know, you all do shooting, and they'd be like, well, Steve's the best shot we got. He's going to sniper school.
Yeah.
You know, and but even you don't really have a choice.
Even on a lower tier, we both know a professional boxer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He is a pro.
I could never think of, I want to go into the ring and hit a man until he can't stand up versus I would hit a man if I had to.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. With the boxing.
This takes a certain mindset.
The boxing or the UFC, dude, I couldn't get mad enough at somebody that, like, I'm not actually mad enough to, like,
never
to
met the guy.
Right. like, I'm just like, all of a sudden, I'm going to be mad if I want to fight this dude. Like,
you got to put him out. I was thinking, I'm like, when you're in there,
it's me
essentially, you're thinking every hit has to kill.
Right. It's me or him. If I don't do it, he's going to do it to me.
Yo! And then you could just go out to the freaking the wing stop and go eat wings and have a beer with your buddies? Nah, fam. I've seen the side of you at this point. All right. I'm sorry. Let's back to the news. Jonas is pumped about the stories. No, I want to hear some stories.
No, but I absolutely get it. Hold on. Okay, the battery went dead when it wasn't dead. But no, dude. Like, yeah, people. Like, if you go in, but I think that's where, like, I think some of, like, the sociopathic people in our world strive to be like cops or army or Navy, because they know they have an ability, they could potentially get the opportunity.
And that's kind of my thing. It's like, if you have a an affinity for it, but it's like you don't want to act on it. Like, oh, I could just fucking kill this person. And like, we say that shit when we're driving in a car, and
we're not gonna, right.
But some people are
hyperbole, you know.
Some
what
people
mean?
Are like, I really wish I could just punch the shit out of this dude.
Oh yeah, dude. Well, and it's like,
and they just they just need a place to get that energy out.
And then people wonder why you hear stories about police brutality or army people.
War
killing
crimes?
People in overseas, or like war crimes and all that sort of shit, because they're just like, I could not imagine like going to like a village in like a third world country and just picking on people. You know what I mean?
You were gonna say picking off people.
But you're already up. You're already like fucking with them, like having to go in their house and look for terrorists and whatever. But then to like do shit where like they do anything and you like butt a gun, hit them with a butt of your gun and shit. Like, dude, I couldn't. I mean, but I guess like especially in that situation, you never know who's going to try to has a knife and is going to try to stab you.
You
know, it's like, same thing with cops, dude. You go to a crime scene, anybody could have a fucking gun, especially in Texas.
Yeah, not to mention, I think it's a combination of, yes, you have to take every exchange seriously, but it's also like, once you spend so much time in anything, it becomes just kind of like old hat. It's just, this is what it is, and I'm accustomed to it now. So now I act in a way that in normal society would not be accepted. But this situation has changed the way that I perceive reality.
Plague rats. Yeah.
Yeah. Roaches.
Yeah, dude. Roaches.
It's based, I call it roaches. I call Corona. Corona's roaches. People are just treating Corona like, eh, whatever. You know.
It's been. Like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah. 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 We got roaches now. Yeah, America has roaches.
So, yeah, dude, that is messed up. Like, I guess I never thought. What other jobs do you potentially get to kill people? Like, you said you were talking to someone about jobs.
I'm an expert on this shit.
But there's jobs like doctor, surgeon. Like, you don't get to kill them, but you can accidentally kill them.
I mean, yeah, but, like,
that's more of a humanitarian role. Like, you're trying to save lives.
You're talking about, what was the doctor that was actually killing people?
Oh, he was from Dallas, actually. He was, like, just doing experimental surgeries and shit, and, like, yeah.
Kevorkian.
But that was the guy who was helping people do assisted suicide.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. But what other jobs, do you potentially have to kill someone?
There aren't too many of them that you can do it legally.
Yeah, cops, military.
And, I mean, like, fucking goon for a fucking mob boss.
I guess, I guess security guards can, if you're armed, you tend, like the Brinks truck guy. Like, if somebody tries to, like, if you try to fuck with the Brinks guy, he has a gun.
Yeah, but I don't think he's out there, like, I hope I get to kill a motherfucker today.
You know what? I want to kill someone. Let's be a Brinks truck driver.
I'm sure he's just like, let me get home to my family.
That's true.
I just mean the people that actually take jobs where it's like violence is inevitable. If you're a police officer, it's pretty inevitable that you're going to encounter something like that.
At least
if
you're a person that's going to be kicking and swinging. And
if you UFC or a boxer, you're going to encounter violence. If you choose to go to the army and you choose to go to a place where violence is, then you're going to. It's just people who kind of seek that out. And I don't know if it's like an adrenaline rush. I don't really know what the thing is, the driving nature, but I still think that it's very odd that the majority of us who are quote unquote civilized just, we can't get into that mindset.
We stay away from it as much as possible. Yeah.
I will fucking hurt a motherfucker if they hurt somebody I love, but I'm not going to just jump in the ring and start punching people or just start shooting people I've never met for no reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Just kind of fucks with me a little bit.
I agree, dude. This just happened maybe today. Mm. So, speaking of police, there was a lady in Georgia.
Can't
sheriff,
wait for this one.
She went to go serve papers at a house.
Serve papers? Okay.
Yeah, like, give, like you've been served. And she came back to her sheriff's deputy car, and there was a fucking goat in it.
Like a whole goat?
Like a whole goat was inside, like in between the front and the passenger seat, like over the console.
A living goat?
A living goat. And she had on her body cam, so there's video of this.
Sweet.
And she's like, get out of there. Get out of there. She goes around the other side and tries to like push it, pull it, tries to grab its horn. Like, finally, like, and this dude, the goat is eating her papers inside the car. Like, he's chewing on her papers.
No.
So, like, she goes around, she comes to the passenger, she goes back and forth a few times, and the goat finally gets out. to go fucking butts her and knocks her over at the end into the crowd. And then he still has like a paper in his mouth.
That's assault.
Right?
That's assaulting an officer.
Right. And she was just, I was just like, dude.
I like that. That's,
this lady is never live this down.
That's a good palate cleanse, actually.
Right, exactly. Now we're getting back to more fucked up shit. I have another really bad cop story. I'll save that for another episode.
Oh, jeez. I got another animal story, if you want that.
Yeah, let's go, dude. I got one about somebody doing crazy things.
All right. So an Oregon hunter, he was a 66-year-old man. He went hunting. And he was bow hunting, actually.
Ooh, with a crossbow?
This happened August 30th, actually.
Okay.
His name was Mr. David. And this happened in Oregon. Tillamook, Oregon.
Tillamook, Oregon, Florida.
Nice,
gotcha.
Wholesome town, wholesome people. He goes bow hunting.
I wonder if that's where the cheese is made. Tillamook cheese?
Might, probably.
Maybe.
It's named after it. I didn't know there was a Tillamook cheese.
It's some high quality cheese. It's expensive, dude.
Is that the good shit?
Oh, it's like you get like the grated cheese. They do the grates that they're like a half inch long, wide by they're fat grates. And it's like $5 for a bag of cheese, dude. It's normally like $2.50.
Double time, bro.
I'm sorry, I'm not hip to the VSOP cheese. The top shelf cheese. I'm lactose intolerant.
Give me that Grey Goose cheese. Anyways.
Just feed the stereotype. Okay, and he shoots his bow.
Right.
He hits the deer.
Okay.
But he does not kill the deer. It wasn't a kill shot.
Okay.
So then what else do you do? You
follow it again.
Yeah, well, he couldn't shoot it again. It ran off.
Oh, okay.
You know, you don't shoot a deer and it just stands there. The deer runs off. So he starts tracking the deer, following the blood, following the footprints, doing all the tracker things, you know, that a trained huntsman would do.
Yeah.
Stumbles up on the deer again, but this deer ain't having it. Deer fucking gores the dude to death.
Oh, with his antlers?
Yes.
Oh, snap, dude.
Just fucking, the deer was pissed. He was like, this motherfucker shot me.
Well, I would feel the same way, I think. If a deer shot me with an arrow and I lived...
You want to... Okay, so this story, while it is fucked up that a poor 66-year-old man died, while he was actually, I feel like, hunting an animal in the way that the good Lord intended, this is like the most humane way
during
to do
hunting
it.
Season with a bow, like...
Exactly.
Right. I got
exactly.
You.
So when they caught the deer, they killed the deer.
Right.
You don't see anything wrong with that?
No, they usually kill animals that kill humans.
But I kind of feel like the deer won.
No,
like, the whole point of going out and hunting... No, fuck that shit. You're going out hunting. It's man versus nature.
Right.
If you shoot the deer finds you, takes you out. Good luck out there.
Now he's got...
it earned its life.
Now he's got a taste of blood, dude. Now he's like...
Deers are herbivores.
Well, guess not, dude.
He was protecting itself.
Truth. But you know what?
It was in its neighborhood.
Okay.
You came in, you shot it, it killed you, and then you're basically like, I'm sorry, there's no standard ground law in the forest.
I have another hot take. If I'm out bow hunting, I've never hunted in my life, so this is just me speaking like an ass with no notion of how things really work. If I'm bow hunting, I'm going to have a pistol on my ankle. Because if that fucking deer comes, not to kill them like that,
but if
the deer or the tiger I'm hunting comes at me, I'm going to be able to shoot it with a gun, dude. Because if he would have had a little derringer in his pocket, little pew-pew, dude, he would have walked up, deer would have been like, grrr, and he would have been like, pow, pow.
Jonas, I want rights for this deer. I get you. It's a shame that this man died, but if you go out into the deer's neighborhood and you are shooting at the deer... You lost to the deer.
Yeah, he did.
He could have had a gun. He could have saved his life, and I wish that he would have.
Why didn't the deer just gore all the other people coming after him?
Because you outnumber. I don't know. I just honestly, I kind of like when I read the story, I was like, that kind of breaks the rules a little bit. This is the rules of the laws of nature.
Rule schmules.
Fine, whatever, Jonas. Fine. There's no stand your ground law in the forest. It's fine. Nobody gets to win. No animal can ever win. Animal kills a person. Boom.
Yeah, dude.
We kill the animal. Eat
yeah,
it.
Yeah, dude. You heard about dogs that attack people? They kill them.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, what if you, like, What if you were playing...
But it's different when you're meeting on the field of battle.
Yeah, but it's like... Yeah, dude.
And he took the first shot. The deer was minding his business, eating grass, thinking about its wife. His wife deer.
What? His deer wife?
His youngsters.
Yeah?
Ready to mate, probably just full of fucking deer semen. And then you just come out of nowhere and just shoot it in the fucking back.
He was thinking about mounting his deer wife. What's a female deer called? Doe?
A doe.
Yeah, he's going to slam that doe when he gets home.
Like, what else was to slam the dough?
For real dough, you know?
I hate you. What was the deer supposed to do to protect itself?
Run. I get you, dude. Like, I feel like it's like Battle Royale. Like, hey, you know, I shot you with an arrow. I came to go get you. You ate me. You ate me and cannibalized me. I'm going to become, let you be free.
Exactly.
But how'd they find the deer, dude? It took a long time, dude, right? Was the deer just, like, sitting there dancing on his corpse?
It was probably hurt already. They cut the meat up and they gave it to, like, charities or some shit. I don't know.
Here's the meat of the
deer. Wow! Dark place, Jonas.
Like,
I like it.
It's like, here, this deer killed your husband. Do you want to eat him?
She eats it raw. Right in front of
She's
them.
She's like, you have the heart.
I have my husband's powers.
Yeah. No, nice. I have a terrible shot. So I'm going to save the other story for the next episode because I feel we could talk about it a little bit.
Sure.
So I actually have another. This is another cop. I have so many cop stories, dude.
Let's go.
This isn't about anything bad.
Blue Lives Matter.
So this was happening in Kentucky, Florida. Man is driving. He's like, dooba dooba doo, you know, going to get his deer washed. And
get his beer washed.
His deer.
Oh, his deer washed.
He's gonna gut his deer and cut it up for his family.
You didn't even say he had a deer. The man has a deer?
That's purely a lie.
Oh, okay.
So he's driving, and he gets pulled over by the police. And after closer examination, they realize that his license plate is fraudulent.
I think I saw this.
This man drew his own license plate. They had a picture of it.
Yeah,
it looked just like a motherfucking Kentucky plate.
It was pretty good.
Right?
It was pretty good.
It was faded. Like,
it was done in marker.
Right.
That was the thing. If he had done it in like colored pencil, it probably would have gone unchecked, or some good markers.
But he did go to jail because he has no insurance and was driving on a suspended license. Go figure. He had a car with no. They probably took his fucking plates.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't have a plate. He didn't have plates.
So, but I guess what tipped him off? Why he got pulled over in the first place? He didn't draw a registration sticker on the plate, so when the cops saw it, there was no registration. So he pulled him over for not having any registration. And then I'm sure he ran the plate number after that and was like, that plate does not come back. That's not a registered plate in the state. And
Even still, I've done some pretty shady things to, like, subvert registration for vehicles and stuff in the past. Yeah, man, there's some stuff. I ain't going to, like, name any of them because I could still be culpable. But I've never thought of drawing a license plate.
No, dude. I think that's a felony, though.
That can't be a felony. Nobody gets hurt in that.
It's like vehicle fraud, dude.
Vehicle fraud?
You could be like driving around murdering people with fake plates.
Wait, you're tossing murder into it. Murder is a felony. I'm pretty sure drawing a license plate is just like they shake their head at you, slap you on the wrist.
Yeah, dude, but he's got other felonies, you know?
Why does he have felonies?
Dude, I feel like
he's a good artist?
I feel like someone who draws a license plate is in trouble other places.
I mean, I'm not going to deny that, but I'm not going to say he's a goddamn convicted murderer.
Yeah, no, dude. No.
I think he's just an artist with, you know, probably making bad decisions. He's good at making bad decisions.
Definitely bad decisions. You know what isn't a bad decision? Ending this episode, because that's all the time that we have for today's episode. Please make sure to like and subscribe. If you've already done that, this dude does Twitch things.
TNT Dynamite. I'm on Twitch every single day at 10 o'clock a.m. Central. That's TNT DINOMIGHT _ Crazy Town at twitch.tv.
Hell's yeah for Jonas.
TNT.
We'll catch you on the next one. We are out.